Lecture topic, Honesty and Gratitude, Part 2.
Stood before Hiraql, and behind me were my companions. فَقَالَ لِتَرْجُمَانِهِ Hiraql then told the translator, they tell this man, إِنِّي سَأَلْتُ هَذَا I am going to ask this person with regards to the lineage of this Nabi. If he speaks the truth, then tell all his companions, they must confirm what he says. And if he speaks a lie, they must belie him. At that time, Abu Sufyan, after accepting Islam, he says, this was such a delicate situation for me. When I had to give the introduction, or I had to answer the question pertaining to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keeping in mind at that time, I hated the Nabi of Allah the most. But what does Abu Sufyan say as a kafir? Wallahi lawla al-haya. These are the words of Bukhari Sharif. وَاللَّهِ لَوْلَا الْحَيَا مِنْ أَنْ يَأْثُرُوا عَلَيَّ كَذِبًا لَكَذِبْتُ عَنْهُ At that time when Hiraql asked me about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the greatest desire I ever had in my life to speak a lie, to give a false picture and to paint an incorrect image of this man, contrary to his noble life, so that this man must not be impressed and he mustn't accept Islam. However, I had to choose between two things. One is poison this man's mind about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and preventing him from accepting Islam. And on the other hand, accept the criticism and accept the shame of being referred to as a liar. I had to choose between two. Either I take the criticism that people call me a liar, or I don't mind this been taken as a liar, and I speak ill of this person, or rather, I remain a person who is known for his honesty, who keeps up to his word, and I speak the truth. If this man wants to be impressed, he can be impressed. He says, Allahu Akbar, Abu Sufyan at that time, now we'll bring another hadith of Nabi alayhi salam also. If it wasn't for haya, modesty, shame, bashfulness, which is gone from the ummah, إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَا فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ Nabi alayhi salam says, when haya will leave you, then haya is the natural obstacle which Allah has created in every human from committing wrong. And once you have removed that modesty, then you have broken or violated that obstacle which nature has put in you from haram. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wants to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the mas'ala of the liquid that a man passes when fondling with his partner. But he says, that the Nabi of Allah is my father-in-law. If I'm going to ask him this question, naturally it refers to those moments of seclusion when I am with his daughter. It is a mas'ala of deen, but it refers to the time that I am enjoined with his daughter. He says, I don't have the himmat to go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he appoints Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu, oh Miqdad, you go and ask, the Nabi of Allah's daughter is in my nikah, how can I ask? That was the level of modesty that existed in the ummah. أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَى Nabi alayhi salam was asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is the best gift for women? Nabi alayhi salam asked the Sahaba, no one answers. Go and ask Fatima. Fatima radiallahu anha, whom Nabi alayhi salam told her, كَفَى بِكِ شَرَفًا أَن تَكُونِ سَيِّدَةً نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ Nabi alayhi salam returns home. He asked for some water. Hazrat Aisha, Fatima radiallahu anha thought perhaps it's thirst. When she comes and she sees Nabi alayhi salam, قَدْ شَحِبَ لَوْنُهُ وَخْلَوْ لَقَدْ ثِيَابُهُ His clothes are gone torn. His face is gone pale. O Nabi of Allah, what is this? Why has this happened to you, O Nabi of Allah? And the scene becomes unbearable. She bursts into tears. For this deen, beloved brothers, Nabi alayhi salam consoles her and says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَ أَبَاكِ بِأَمْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بَعَثَ أَبَاكِ بِأَمْرٍ Oh Fatima, Allah has sent your father with such a deen. لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ Just as the night and the day covers the whole dunya, my deen is also going to cover the whole dunya. But oh Fatima, this is sufficient for you. كَفَى بِكِ شَرَفًا أَن تَكُونِي سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ My Allah has promised to make you the queen of the woman of Jannah. Go and ask Fatima what is best for women. Fatima radiallahu anha says, لا يرين الرجال ولا يرونهن. O Nabi of Allah, the best gift that any father can give to his daughter is to see that her sight does not fall on any strange man and no strange man's sight falls on her. No father can give his daughter a better gift than restricting her to the confines of her house. أقرب ما تكون من وجه ربها وهي في قعر بيتها. Nabi alayhi salam says, there is no venue in this entire dunya, be it Makkah or Medina, where a woman can enjoy the closeness of her Allah more than her house. أقرب ما تكون, اسم تفضيل, أقرب ما تكون من وجه ربها وهي في قعر بيتها. The closest that a woman can enjoy between her and her Allah, the bond that can be strengthened and can be increased between that servant and her Allah, Nabi alayhi salam says, in the confines of her house. So at that time, Abu Sufyan says, I preferred to speak the truth, but I was not ready to accept being referred to as a liar. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ لَيَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِ. Honesty guides the man to piety. It was this honesty of Abu Sufyan that then led him to that day on the conquest of Makkah, who not only after accepting Islam, Nabi alayhi salam said, مَنْ دَخَلَ دَارَ أَبِي سُفْيَان فَهُوَ آمِن. مَنْ دَخَلَ دَارَ أَبِي سُفْيَان فَهُوَ آمِن. Abu Sufyan is part of me, and whoever takes shelter in the house of Abu Sufyan has taken shelter with me. Abu Sufyan's house is my house. Where his honesty took him. Allah Pak makes mention in the 14th juz of the Quran, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُذُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That keep up to your promise that you have made. Today a man gives his word. After going against his word, he justifies it. I said I'll come, I didn't say promise. I said I'll come, I didn't say promise. Brothers, a believer's word is his promise. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah introduces Ismail a.s. by saying he kept up to his word. He promised the man that he will meet him at a point. That person did not come for 1 year, every day he used to come to that place. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of this under the commentary of this verse in Tafsir Uthmani. And the incident of Nabi a.s. for 3 days is well known. Allah says, when you have made a promise with a man, keep up to that promise. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَذَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ أَنْ تَكُونَ أُمَّةٌ هِيَ أَرْبَى مِنْ أُمَّةٍ. Allah says, you made a deal with a man. Be it a dealing of business or any other transaction. You have given your word that I'm going to do this. Listen to this, brothers, very attentively. After you have signed, after you have agreed, after you have pledged, after you have signed, whatever it may be, after that Allah says another person comes and tempts you with a better deal, which is happening on a small scale also and on a large scale between country and country. One agreement and America comes and intervenes and butts in and puts another agreement. Now Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Allah is going to test you. That are you going to be man enough to keep up to your word and take a deal which now may, in your understanding, will bring you less profit than the deal that has been made to you at this time? Or are you going to be foolish enough to give up that word that you had made and to give up that promise and to betray your qasam and to go against your word and fall prey to that temptation of more money or a better deal? Allah says He is going to test you, and every one of us have been tested today in the very same way. Man wants to know, where's the problems in the business? Is my bookkeeper doing me down? Is my staff doing me down? Brothers, let us look at it from a spiritual dimension. Where are we faltering? Where is our flaws? إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَسَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ وَوَهْنًا فِي بَدَنِكَ وَحِرْمَانًا فِي رِزْقِكَ فاعلم أنك قد تكلمت بما لا يعنيك. إذا رأيت قساوة في قلبك, when you realize that your heart has become hard and Allah and His Rasul's words are not penetrating, like has become the situation today, brothers. إذا رأيت قساوة في قلبك, when you realize that your heart has become hard, ووهنا في بدنك, and you realize somehow laziness towards Allah's obedience. Laziness, be it for fajr, be it for discharging zakat, be it for fasting the month of Ramadan, but you have become lazy when it comes to the ahkam of Allah. وَحِرْمَانًا فِي رِزْقِكَ, and you find that your business is going down, your profits are going down, you are losing. Then it is the quotation of few sahaba in Tanbihul Ghafilin, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ قَدْ تَكَلَّمْتَ بِمَا لَا يَعْنِيكَ. Then you should directly take hisab of this tongue of yours. The tongue is the direct cause of these three problems. The poet says, مَا إِن نَدِمْتُ عَلَى سُكُوتِي مَرَّةً وَلَقَدْ نَدِمْتُ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ مِرَارًا. In my life, I did not regret whenever I observed silence. I never regretted where I kept quiet, there I to say I should have spoken. However, there were thousands of times when I spoke, I said I should have kept quiet. مَا إِن نَدِمْتُ عَلَى سُكُوتِي مَرَّةً وَلَقَدْ نَدِمْتُ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ مِرَارًا. I never regretted Allah, I should have told him. But there were thousands of times where after speaking, I said, I should have just kept quiet. I should have just kept quiet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, before opening the shop, what is the dua of the believer? Bismillah Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadhihi as-suq wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أصيب فيها يمينا فاجرة أو صفقة خاسرة. والله I open my shop and I put my foot in the worst place. شر البقاء أسواقها. However, I am going for كسب الحلال to make my halal earning. نبي عليه السلام says every businessman should read this dua. والله I open my shop with your name and it is my dua to you, والله. Protect me from taking false promises and speaking a lie while earning my earnings in this shop of mine. ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم. There are three people whom Allah doesn't want to see. Allah will not purify and they will be deprived of the countenance of Allah. Who are they, O Nabi of Allah? Abu Dharr says, خابوا وخسروا ناكام ورنا مراد. Who are they? Nabi alayhi salam says, المنان. That man who destroys his good by reminders of generosity. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبتلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. والمسبل, that person who lowers his trouser beneath his ankle. والمنفق سلعته بالحلف الكاذب, that person who promotes an item with a false oath. And then what does Nabi alayhi salam say? That false promise will promote the item. That false qasam of yours, malana qasam, you'll never find it cheaper. Nabi alayhi salam says that false promise will promote it. You will convince that man, you will impress on him, he'll buy it. However, Allah says, as soon as lies come in your business, I pull out. Brothers, the choice is ours. We have lies and we keep Allah out, or we have honesty and we have Allah. The other day I was mentioning in the program, Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayhi makes mention, such a beautiful example, where Allah speaks about interest. وما آتيتم من ربا ليربو في أموال الناس فلا يربو عند الله. Allah says the transaction of interest that you are doing to multiply your wealth, in my eyes it's not been multiplied. وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله. And the zakat that you are discharging, which is apparently decreasing your wealth, in my eyes it's increasing your wealth. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his grave with noor, he has given such a beautiful explanation. He says it's like two people. One person who is eating unhealthy food, and he is eating in large quantity. He is eating petty food, because of which he's blown up. He's getting big, he's expanding, he's growing. But whatever is coming is not muscles, it's fat, it's unhealthy. And another person who has been medically treated by a doctor who has been given a laxative. His system has been clean. He's getting from fat to thin, but he's been purified. He is thin and healthy, that man is fat and unhealthy. When you are giving interest, your wealth is getting fat and unhealthy. And when you are discharging zakat, your wealth is going to a procedure of purification. which is making it sunny and healthy. Brothers, we can all speak up. Which man will work harder, a sunny and a healthy man or a fat and unhealthy man? Our whole understanding and concept of tijarat is contrary to the dictates of Shariat. How can barakat come? Today we say a man who doesn't pay rent mustn't come and work here. A man who doesn't do this. What did Sayyidina Umar say? لا يبيعن في أسواقنا قوم لم. That nation must not come and sell in our bazaars. لم يتفقه في الدين. The one that hasn't got the understanding of deen, I don't want to see him in the bazaar. That was the criteria. The man who hasn't got the understanding of fiqh, he mustn't come in our bazaar. Today everything has become the criteria other than that. The man that doesn't pay rent, the man that doesn't open time to time, the man that prices are exorbitant, the man that does this, the man that does. A man, so long as he complies with our regulations, whether he knows fiqh or he doesn't know fiqh, if he complies and he pays his rent, khalas, the doors are open. قَوْمٌ لَمْ يَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The nation that doesn't acquire the knowledge of deen, we don't see them in our shop. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. O my sahaba, must I not inform you of the most grave sin, the most severe sin? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. Nabi of Allah, please do tell us. Nabi alayhi salam says, أَشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ, to ascribe partners with Allah. وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, and to be disobedient to your parents. One sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulallah, inni hamaltu ummi ala unuqi farsakhayni fi ramdain shadidatin law alqaytu fiha buz'atan min lahmin lanadajat fahal addaytu shukraha. I had carried my mother on my shoulders for 6 miles, farsakhun thalathatu amyal, for 6 miles in such heat that if a piece of flesh has to be dropped onto the ground, it will roast in seconds. In such intense heat, I had carried my mother on my shoulders. فَهَلْ أَدَّيْتُ شُكْرَهَا. Have I perchance fulfilled the rights of my mother? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my sahabi, it is not equivalent to a fraction of the agony she bore in your birth. وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Disobedient to parents. Sahaba say, وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا. And Nabi alayhi salam was resting. He was reclining. فَجَلَتْ. He got up. And then he said, Ala wa shahadat al-zur. Ala wa qawl al-zur. Ala wa shahadat al-zur. Ala wa qawl al-zur. Fama zala yukarriruha hatta qulna laytahu sakat. Then he said, do you know what is a major sin? Ala, behold, beware. Harfa tanbih. Giving false evidence and speaking a lie. Giving false evidence and speaking a lie. Giving false evidence and speaking a lie. Sahaba Ikram, who were desirous to hear more and more and more from Nabi alayhi salam, said the Nabi of Allah repeated this wrong so much, so much, so much that even we desired if the Nabi of Allah kept quiet, it would be good. This is the riwayat of Bukhari. فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا حَتَّى قُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتْ. He said it so much, so much, so much. We who wanted to hear more also said, how nice it would be if the Nabi of Allah can kindly observe silence. Furthermore, Allah makes mention in this very same ayat. One is a man made a promise. And after that he spoke a lie and he went against his promise. Then Allah speaks of a situation which is 10 times more severe. Where a man is taking a qasam. And at the time of taking the qasam, he knows he is speaking a lie. And at that very same moment, he knows he is not going to keep up to his word. The only reason of the qasam is to impress on that man's mind, nothing else. At that very same time, he knows I'm going to lie and I'm not going to pitch up. The only reason of taking qasam upon qasam is to impress upon this man. Let's listen to what Allah has to say about this man. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا وَتَذُوقُ السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, do not make my name so cheap. You are bringing Allah into the picture, brothers. Let us understand. It's between you and that kafir, or between you and brother Yusuf and Muhammad over your deal. Now to make things, to confirm things and to make things definite, you brought Allah in the picture. One is we say, call Maulana, call this one, call that one. When you took a qasam, you brought Allah in the picture. Allah's name his azmat, his grandeur, ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. No one can fathom and comprehend who Allah is. Allah says, you have brought my name in the picture. You know very well that you are speaking a lie. You are using my name to deceive and to deceive. Allah says, I will show you what I am going to do because you have made my name so cheap. I quote the explanation of Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh on the commentary of this verse. He writes, Iman ke salb hone ka khatra. This is the words of Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayh, which Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh has quoted in his Ma'arif al-Quran. Brothers can see for reference. He titles this year, taking a qasam, knowing very well that you are going to lie, you are going to go against your qasam, where Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. Make not your promise and your oath a form of deception. فَتَزِلَّ زَلَّ يَزِلُّ مِنْ تُسْلَبْ فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. The chances are your foot will slip after it being firm. What is meant by this? He says, the chances are your foot will slip from Iman and you will leave as a kafir. وَتَذُوقُ السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And that's not all. You will become guilty of paying the punishment of stopping from Allah's deen. Double punishment. One is for the wrong that you have done, and that is you will be entitled of kufr or whatever Allah has decided. But Allah says, you are with your Islamic libas projecting the wrong Islam that I have sent. So you will be guilty because your actions are stopping people from my deen. وَتَذُوقُ السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ. You are stopping people from Allah. You are showing people the wrong Islam, not the Islam that the Nabi of Allah brought. Brothers, it is this one tongue that the Nabi of Allah says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مَا يَظُنُّ أَنْ تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ فَيَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ بِهَا رِضْوَانَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَى. That many a times a person utters a statement, he doesn't realize how weighty and how beloved this statement has been in the court of Allah. A man gave dawah to someone, brother, join us for namaz. You gave the dawah and you went away. The man heard or he didn't hear. Nabi alayhi salam says, you don't know how impressed Allah is that you are speaking about Allah to his creation. Allah Ta'ala tells his malaika, because of this statement, I want you to write my pleasure for this servant till the day he comes and meets me. This servant, in the words of Nabi alayhi salam, is, مَا يَظُنُّ أَن تَبْلُغَ مَا بَلَغَتْ. This person, when he comes before Allah and sees the status and the maqam that Allah has given him because of one dawah, knocking one brother's door and inviting him towards Allah, he cannot fathom and realize that, Ya Allah, because of that one guest, delaying of one meal, this is what you have given me. And contrary to that, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَرَى بِهَا بَأْسَ يَذِلُّ بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. A person utters a statement which angers Allah, which attracts Allah's displeasure. The Nabi of Allah says, this person, after uttering it, says, لَا يَرَى بِهَا بَأْسَ. I can't see anything wrong in what I said. The Nabi of Allah, I'm explaining what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying. He says the wrong thing, and Nabi Alayhi Salaam says, after saying it, he says, I can't see anything wrong in what I said. What's so wrong about لا يرى بها بأسا? Nabi Alayhi Salaam says, يَذِلُّ بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That statement drops him in the depth of Jahannam, the distance which will extend more than the distance between the east and the west. One statement. In Ma'arif al-Quran, under the commentary of this verse, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِ. Inshallah, we will end shortly. Where Allah says, we will tie each man's name amal around him. And then the kitab will be given to him. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah will say, here's your book, you can decide for yourself. Ma'arif al-Quran, the fourth volume on page 444. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi makes mention of one hadith on the authority of Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu. Where one person will come before Allah, his Nami Amal will be presented. Allah says, Insan is kana al-insan wa akthara shay'in jadala. Man loves arguing. One person will come before Allah and he will say, La ujawwizu ala nafsi illa shahidan minni. Oh Allah, I can't rely on these angels that wrote. Maybe they wrote something wrong. I can't trust them. And I can't trust this book also, Allah. What proof have I got that they wrote what I did? Maybe they added something. Allah says, كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Man loves arguing. Man's nature is to argue. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. Man is a bakhil, he's stingy. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ. He's very ungrateful. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. His knowledge is very little. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. He loves hurrying. He loves hastening. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When difficulty comes, he doesn't stop squealing. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. When good comes, he doesn't want anyone to get it. Everything must come to him. إِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. We favor him, he becomes arrogant. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَؤُوسًا. We test him, he becomes despondent. Allah opens up the sifat of insan. A man who's got so much weaknesses, how can he decide in what lies success? Who's weak also, who hurries also, who's greedy also, who's stingy also. Imagine, who's going to go to a doctor that studied half? Who did 3 years of medicine? Man who's got so much weaknesses, he puts his hand in front of his eyes, he can't see beyond that. And Allah's knowledge is, Ya Bunayya, see how the Quran teaches us. Luqman alayhi salam tells his son, Ya Bunayya, innaha, in takum mithqala habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakhratin, aw fi samawat, aw fi al-ard, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun bi istikhrajiha khabirun bi makaniha. Oh my son, be it an atom, hidden in the skies, or hidden in the depth of the ocean, or hidden in the mountain, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will present it. Allah has the knowledge about it, and Allah's knowledge is complete. So what he told his son, لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. Oh my son, have that amount of courage in disobeying Allah according to how much tolerance you have in bearing the azab of Allah. How much you can bear Allah's azab, that's how much you must disobey Allah. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْكِتَابِ لَفِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. Can we imagine, respected brothers, the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So coming back to what we were explaining about speaking the truth and understanding the importance of this one command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Nami Amal. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that a man will come before Allah. His Nami Amal will be presented. Allah will tell him, whatever you did, is it found? He says, Ya Allah, all my wrong is there. However, there's some good actions which I did are not here. Oh Allah, all my wrong is here. However, there are some good actions that I recall I did, but I don't find it. Allah will say, yes, O my servant, you are right. There are good actions of yours which you did, which I erased because of ghibah. I'm not going to deny it. There's a lot of namaz and zakat of yours which you did, but I have erased it. I've given you the hawala and the reference of this in Ma'riful Quran in the fourth volume, page 444, on the authority of Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu. This riwayat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of. Yes, O my servant, there are a lot of amal of yours. I'm not going to say no. However, because of you used to make ghibat of the people, so every time you used to speak bad, it used to erase your good. Brothers, we don't have good. We barely hope that we can make it. Are we going to be so foolish that the little money that we earned, that we can bring home for ourselves and our family, that also we're going to waste and come home with nothing when we have so little, that can't take us across safari gharibun wazadi lay yuballighani. وَقُوَّتِي ضَعُفَتْ وَالْمَوْتُ يَتْلُبُنِي. The poet says, my journey to akhirat is unknown. I haven't traveled on it before. Then my provision is very little. I'm on a reserve tank and I'm going to Joburg. How am I going to make it? My journey is to Joburg. I haven't been on this way, so I don't know how to stop, how to drive. Number two, my petrol is on the reserve. Not like how some people look at it. When he came to the F, he thought finished. When he came to E, he thought enough. I'm on the reserve tank. I'm not going to make it. And besides that, ولي بقايا ذنوب لست أعلمها الله يعلمها في السر والعلني. I can tell you that, you know what, my carburetor is not right, my brakes are not right, but really besides that there are so many other things that are wrong. Yeah, I don't know, a mechanic can only tell you. So the poet says, I haven't got sufficient amal, I know I have done this wrong, that wrong, and besides that there are so much other wrong which Allah knows, I don't even know the wrong. How am I going to make it? Now are we going to be foolish, brothers, when we have so little wrong, to waive that little wrong, that little good that Allah has given us, and become that muflis, which the Nabi of Allah says, we will end inshallah, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Oh my Sahaba, do you know who is a poor man? قَالُوا الْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعُ. Oh Nabi of Allah, a poor man is the one who has no wealth or property. Nabi Karim said, no, my Sahaba, you are looking with the eyes of dunya. إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِ مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَتُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. A poor man in my ummah is that man who will come before Allah with 40 years of namaz, roza and zakat. But he's poor. How is he poor, Nabi of Allah? وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. But at the same time, he used to make ghibat of someone. He snatched the rights of someone. He used to speak bad about someone. All these people will come before Allah. Yalla, this man did this. Yalla, this man did this. Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah Pak, now it's the currency of amal. You can't pay back in money. You have to pay back in the currency. But you borrowed a man, you borrowed $100 from a man 5 years ago. Now when you're paying him, that time it was 300, now you have to pay 700. You have to pay 700, why? Otherwise you should have given it to him that time. You should have given it to him in the dunya. You didn't give it, now you must pay more. And if you won't pay now, you'll end up paying 1,000 rand. Now it is the currency of amal. Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah Pak will call them and Allah will say, right now you start enjoying his amal. You can have his namaz, you can have his roza, you can have his zakat. Nabi alayhi salam says, فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِ. This procedure will continue. However, his good deeds will be exhausted and people will still be lining up before Allah. So Allah will say, now what you do is, you take your masin of namaz and your guna and your haram and you put it on him. This riwayat is in Muslim Sharif on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. You take your wrong and you put it on him. After you put it on him, then Allah will tell the malaika, now you throw him headlong in Jahannam. So this is the poor man of my ummah who after doing everything will own nothing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allahumma tahhir qulubana min al-nifaq, wa a'malana min al-riya', wa al-sinatana min al-kadhib wal-ghiba. Oh Allah, protect our tongues from haram, from uttering wrong. Lam yakun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahishan wala mutafahisha. The Nabi of Allah didn't say something wrong and he didn't hear something wrong. He told his Sahaba, لا يبلغني أحد, none of you should come and inform me of the wrong of my companion. When I come out to address you, I want to address you in such a way that my heart is clean with regards to everyone. I don't want you to tell me that this brother is doing that wrong and that wrong. Otherwise, when he will be sitting before me, how can I look at him with a clean eye when I know he's wrong? And brothers, وَأَيُّ عَبْدٍ لَكَ لَا أَلِمَّا. Who of us haven't got wrong? Who of us haven't got wrong? Unfortunately, looking into the other people's wrong has prevented us from looking into our wrong. May Allah give us honesty in every aspect of our life, in our business, in our dealings, in our children. The Jamaat comes to our door to remind us of our duty to Allah. And we tell the child, tell them daddy is not here. Tell them daddy is not here. Brothers, can we imagine? Allahu Akbar. The child is innocent. He says, my daddy says he's not here. How are we going to answer before Allah? It all revolves from the heart. If the heart is purified, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةِ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. When it is nourished, then everything is correct. Luqman alayhi salam, the first statement of wisdom that he has uttered in his life was, his master told him, إِذْبَحْ لَنَا هَذِهِ الشَّاةِ. Oh, Luqman slaughtered the sheep. وَأْتِنِي بِأَسْيَبَ مُضْغَتَيْنِ مِنْهَا. and bring to me the two tastiest pieces of flesh. فَجَاءَ بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ He brought the heart and the tongue. Sometime later his master told him, اِذْبَحْ لَنَا هَذِهِ الشَّاةِ O Luqman, slaughter the sheep. وَأْتِنِي بِأَخْبَثَ مُزْغَتَيْنِ مِنْهَا And bring the two worst pieces of flesh, untasty. فَجَاءَ بِالْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ He comes with the heart and the tongue. So the master says, O Luqman, I ask you for the best, you gave me the heart and the tongue. I'm asking you for the worst, you gave me the heart and the tongue. He says, Oh my master, لَيْسَ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَتَانِ أَتْيَبُ مِنْهُمَا إِذَا طَابَ وَلَا أَخْبَثُ مِنْهُمَا إِذَا خَبُثَ There's nothing better in the body than the heart and the tongue when it's nourished. And there's nothing worse when it's neglected. Recite Sharifa. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صل على محمد عدد ما صليت وعدد ما صلي عليه وعدد ما يصلى عليه وعدد ما سيصلى عليه كما ينبغي لنا أن نصلي عليه ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وألسنتنا من الكذب وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق والأقوال والأعمال والأفعال فإنه لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها فإنه لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.